Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, a new king was crowned, named James. The whole kingdom were happy for their new king. Now, King James had big plans for his kingdom's expansion, which required a lot of money. So, he raised the taxes just a bit, telling his people that it is for the glory of the kingdom. The people were happy to contribute for the kingdom's glory. Then King James, with a great speech, explained why he must raise more taxes, but only for the time being. This time, the peasants were not so happy. The taxes impacted their standards of living, and the whispering has begun. King James is to blame. After a while, the king raised the taxes some more. This time, it has impacted the middle class population, and the whispering grew bigger. King James is to blame. As he raised the taxes for the last time, the people revolted and killed the king. They were so happy, as they crowned a new king over the land, named David. Now, King David wanted to expand too, but he saw what has happened to the last king who tried it, so he convened his priests for a meeting. He asked them, "What is the underlying reason that made the people kill the last king?" They answered, "They felt they had no choice, since they would starve to death with no money." "Ah," said King David, "it is choice that they did not have. It is choice that we shall give them, or at least the illusion of one. If they will feel that they chose their master, they would not be able to complain about him, since it was their choice. And when they will reach a breaking point, we can overthrow the candidate and put the other, keep them bouncing between two extremes. Now, since I will need to control both sides, we will need a group of people who will be able to hide the fact that they are together, and that they are working under my command. So we will need a secret society, with secret communication methods, since they will be among the masses. And this apparatus will shield me from the people's vengeance," said King David. "We shall present this idea to the people as democracy. Don't get me wrong, there will still be a king, and a kingdom, but only for us in the secret society. We shall convince the masses that they rule, so they can only blame themselves for my decrees. Now, since they will believe they are free man, they will produce more. They will also go and fight other kings, to free other people from the tyranny of kingship, and change it to a democracy." "Amazing," thought King David to himself. "With this false free spirit man will have, they could take all the other kingdoms down, and only my kingdom will remain ruling in secret." And from then on, the king kept ruling in secret, and lived happily ever after. Thank you, and I hope you have been enlightened.